Welcome to the Freedom to Coach podcast with Gemma and Mikala. We're both coaches and entrepreneurs, passionate about teaching you how to set up and run your coaching business, create more time, and manage your mind. Because you're changing the world, one mind at a time. Hello, and welcome to episode 66 of the Freedom to Coach podcast. The podcast for coaches who are looking for more time and freedom in their businesses so they can keep on coaching. You have Gemma and Mikala here with you today.
Hello.
And how are you doing, Jem?
Good. How are you?
Good. And today I wanted to talk about making the most of choice. So the idea for this episode came about a few months ago. We tended to have a lot of good ideas a few months ago, and it's just taken us a little while to get to the execution phase. Our last episode was similar, but anyway, I digress. So a few months ago, back before Christmas, I was moving house, and I was commenting, complaining, whatever, to Gemma about all the different choices. Like, I was trying to work out a new insurance company for, you know, home insurance. So I was doing my research, comparing all the different ones, and also for power companies, trying to again compare and work out which one I wanted to go with. And it was really, really difficult because so many different choices and trying to work out like their point of difference or like, you know, it was not like I looked at all these different ones and there was one that just had this little option or value or whatever that made it stand out and made me go, yes, they're the ones I'm going to go with. It was all a sea of options and really difficult to make a final decision purely because there was so much to choose from and nothing standing out about each one.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to talk about a bit today was how to make sure that that doesn't happen to you as a coach. Because, you know, there are lots and lots and lots of different coaches out there. And if people are actively looking for a coach, how are you going to stand out to be the one that, you know, captures their attention? Like for me, I ended up practically just throwing a dart, you know, at a dartboard trying to choose the one. It was like, ah, that one will do. But you obviously... Yeah. You know, we want to give potential clients something that inspires them to want to work with us, something that really captures their attention.
Yeah. I think the you know, the best place to start, of course, and there is a reason that we go on and on and on and on about this, is understanding your client. So what is it that they want? What do they want to hear you say? What do they want out of you, I guess? You know, so I guess the way to find this is through various avenues of asking current clients or doing some, you know, social media searching / listening, things like that. But, you know, what's going to be your point of differentiation? Now, if you're offering the same thing as 600,000 other insurance companies and you've got pretty much the same things that you offer, maybe what's one little thing you can do differently that will, you know, speak to your target audience? And usually, now my brain's starting to fly up with ideas, is something of like a personalization, you know? So If we think about insurance companies, you know, it's all the same thing. You're basically speaking to a robot. If you need to call them, you're on hold for 5 years, you know. So what's that little bit of personalization you can offer? And that little touch is something special that other, you know, coaches aren't offering. I'm like, hang on, what are we? That thing. That yeah, other that business thing. Owners, coaches aren't offering. And if you think about it as well, a lot of big scale coaching companies can be very impersonal. You know, so many of them now, I've been seeing so many ads coming to me of, you know, are using AI to get clients as a coaching company, you know, leveraging AI and bots as a coach, you know. So there's so much non-personalization out there of big scale coaching companies just trying to get clients, you know. It's kind of like those old school ads of doors. and I'm off. So how can you, you know, offer that little bit of personalization? And the first sort of idea I had come to me, if you think about, you know, the art of persuasion and very original persuasive techniques of gifting, you know. So if you think about, maybe you're at the point that you've had a consultation with this person, what's a present you could maybe send them? What's something you could gift them as that little bit of personalization that if they are, you know, having consults with other coaches, that's going to really sway them to you in not a nasty way, in a really nice way, you know. And if I think about myself personally, you know, I could send them a copy of my book, you know, as a thank you, like, nice to meet you, whatever that may be, like, that's going to be that little gift, little personalization. And if that were me, I would pick someone who sent me a little gift, you know. So and it doesn't have to be tangible, but what kind of personalization can you offer as a coach and business owner?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, if you wanted something that was not a physical product,
yeah,
you could just send them a little short video. Like, you know, when the whole point of sort of having a coaching consult is to work out what their struggles are.
Mm.
What are their challenges?
Yeah.
So knowing that, you could then send them just a short little video with some sort of strategy or just idea, something, you know, a little coaching gift.
Totally.
Something that might help you with this that you said you were struggling with.
Yes. Yes. And that's super personal, you know, like you are recording it for this person specifically. It's not, you know, a generated video that's going out to a list, you know. So think about investing that time in it. It is most likely, you know, going to secure that client, you know, not most likely, but it's a high possibility that client's going to be like, how nice was that, you know. And it's something outside of the consult that you didn't think about, that you didn't say then, and do it in a genuine way. There's that word again. If you listened to our last episode about, you know, in a really nice, genuine way, here's, you know, you mentioned this thing. I had this idea that came to me. I want to offer you this. Why don't you try it for, you know, 5 days? Let me know how it goes. Like, anything like that is really lovely, really personal. It's such a lovely touch. And, you know, give it a go, because that's such a beautiful thing as a business owner to offer to a client. And of course, as coaches, think about how can we use and leverage our coaching philosophy in this way, right? Really think about if we're thinking about being different and that point of differentiation from other businesses out there, how can we use our, you know, think about our actions, right? What action do we want our clients or I guess our target audience to make? What do we want them to do while they're doing that? Or in order to do that, how do we want them to feel? And then what do we want them to think? So it's such beautiful marketing there, right? And what we want them to think is what we're then going to put into our marketing copy, right? So how can we generate those thoughts in our clients' heads in order for them to feel a certain way, in order for them to then take the action that we want, right? Which is, you know, most likely booking a consult with us or whatever it is, or choosing us, right? So how can we also think about it that way as coaches? Like, don't forget to use your coaching knowledge in a way that's going to benefit your marketing, in an ethical way that's going to benefit your marketing, in order to be different and stand out and help your, you know, ideal client choose you. So how can you help is a good question actually for you to brainstorm. How can you help your ideal client choose you? I think that's a really good place to start, you know, and every business here is going to be different from all our listeners. So think about your target audience, think about your ideal client. How can you help them choose you and go wild from there? What do they need to think? How do they need to feel? And what do they then need to do?
And on that note, if you are still struggling with, you know, getting into the head of your ideal client, of really digging down into your niche, because if you're going, like, if you're trying to generate specific feelings and thoughts in someone, or, you know, we can only ever be someone's circumstance, but if you're trying to create the circumstances which may trigger those feelings and thoughts, they need to be pretty damn specific. So, you know, it all comes back to you've got to be specific with your ideal client, with your ideal client avatar. You need to really know what's going on in their lives. And if this is something that you're still struggling with, if this is something that you haven't quite nailed, then we actually wanted to share with you, this is something Gemma and I put together a while ago, but we have created a video to help you research your niche, to help you develop an ideal client avatar and help you understand better, you know, all of these things. The people that are most likely to buy from you based on what you do, and how to understand who they are and get an idea of the language. And, you know, the language that we use in our speech is obviously the language we use in our thoughts. So it can be a really, really valuable thing to do. So if you are interested in learning more about this, then head to our website, freedomtocoach.com.au/niche, which is NICHE. And you can have a bit of a look at what's on offer there, what we cover in the video. And you never know, it's not a hugely long one, but it might just help you get a clearer idea of who it is that you're targeting, what you need to say, what you want to encourage them to think in order to take action, or in order just for you to stand out as the person who can help them the best. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe. If you'd like to learn more about how we can give you the freedom to coach, then check out our website, www.freedomtocoach.com.au. Until next time, take care and keep on coaching.